A plummeting stock market, flagrant cases of corporate wrongdoing, America in 2002? No, we're talking about Japan in 1990. The world's second largest economy has already experienced much of what America is now going through. Economists say it may offer some lessons for U.S. policymakers. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Stock bubbles, real estate bubbles, the Japanese know all about them. In fact, today they use the word as an adjective, and not a very complimentary one at that. To describe a restaurant as very bubble means it is ostentatious and may not be around much longer. So perhaps it's not surprising that many Japanese are following America's current economic travails with a nagging sense of déjà vu. After all, in the late 1980s, Japanese stock prices also looked as if they could only go in one direction. Noriko Hama is an economist with the Mitsubishi Research Institute in Tokyo.
People had been made to think, or had made themselves think, that the stock market would go up forever. Everybody has had this illusion of riches till kingdom come.
But of course, it did not turn out that way. In 1990, the Nikkei stock index plummeted by more than 50%. Major financial companies went belly up, and Japan entered what people here now call the lost decade. More than 10 years of stagnation, record high unemployment, and virtually no economic growth. Could America be in store for the same dismal scenario? Noriko Hama believes it is a real possibility.
I mean, it could well be that America's version of the lost decade is actually starting to begin. There's a lot of excess to be gotten rid of in the economy, very much in the manner that Japan had a lot of excess to get rid of in the 1990s. So yes, I think it is going to be a long drawn out process.
And unlike Japanese consumers, Americans, says Hama, have little or no cushion to protect themselves from an economic shock. In general, Americans save less money, incur more debt, and buy riskier stocks than their Japanese counterparts. But not everyone shares Hama's dire forecast. For one thing, Japan faces economic problems as yet unheard of in the U.S. Japanese banks are saddled with billions of dollars in bad loans. American banks are not. Japanese companies made many dubious real estate investments, everything from golf courses in Hawaii to the Rockefeller Center in New York. Inflated real estate prices in Japan were also a problem. That bubble burst in the early 1990s, sending land prices plummeting. There's no sign of that happening in the U.S., at least not yet. Robert Feldman is a managing director at Morgan Stanley's Tokyo office.
In one sense, both countries made similar, if not exactly the same, mistakes. But I think that perhaps the difference is that the U.S. has a capacity, because of the labor market structure, because of capital market structure, to be able to bounce back faster. And that's going to be very important. So it's not how far you fall, it's how high you bounce.
The height of that bounce, says Feldman, depends on how quickly U.S. policymakers respond to the current crisis. So far, he says, they've acted more quickly and more aggressively than Japanese officials, who delayed cutting interest rates until it was too late. But Feldman worries that America may be repeating at least one Japanese mistake by trying to hide the full extent of the economic fallout.
For example, I haven't heard anybody come up with an estimate of the bad asset number in the U.S., and we've been working with that in Japan for years now. Somebody has to come up and say, this is the size of the problem in the U.S., and nobody's done that. It sounds very much like 1991 in Japan. So the United States could turn into another Japan if we get the policies wrong.
Feldman points out that not that long ago, American managers flocked to Japan, eager to study the country's economic miracle. There are still lessons to be divined in Japan, he says, but this time it's a different kind of lesson, and nobody is using the word miracle. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.